This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. It's Portal Mania. It's commitment crazy time. I'm Cardinal North Order senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And since we last did our Cards Cast, which was a commitment episode of the Cards Cast, this is also a commitment episode of the Cards Cast. There's been six more commitments since we did that podcast that was, I guess, came out on Sunday at midnight, Monday midnight, depending on how you look at the clock. You know, so Jody, there's plenty to get to. Let's start with the high school kids since we last had our podcast.
Are you sure? You count it wrong. There's been like nine. No, I'm just teasing.
What time? It might happen. I mean, there was a stretch on Wednesday where there was 3 and 2.5 hours. So you never know. Don't look away. Something might happen. But Ransom McDermott, we covered on the previous podcast along with Willie Tyler, the transfer. So since then, Louisville has added a pair of high school kids, one an offensive lineman out of Fort Lauderdale and Jimmy Williams. And most recently on Wednesday afternoon, North Hardin, a top-rated high school in-state kid by 247 Sports, Sean Boykins announced for Louisville. Man, Jeff Brohm and his staff, they've got us working, Jody.
Yes, they do. Louisville, with that pickup of Boykins now, you know, it's a five star, it's a four star, it's two higher three stars. I mean, it's a good one. And Jimmy Williams is not ranked yet, so when he gets ranked, I'm interested to see when he gets ranked. But three from Florida, one from Indiana, one from Kentucky, and one from Texas. It's a good group. Sean Boykins is a kid who at 6'1", 190 plays bigger than what he is. It's a big commitment for several reasons. One of which is North Hardin has had some good guys in recent years, and they've all gone blue. And to get the red and black back in North Hardin is really big. A big victory for Jeff Brohm on the recruiting trail to get that one. And it's a good relationship with the family.
It is, and I was there. Obviously, Cardinal Authority was there in North Hardin at their library, a nice library, by the way, for the announcement. The room just erupted with cheers when the whole family pulled their zippers down on their jackets and revealed the red jackets. You could see that video, my one-on-one video with him at Cardinal Authority as well. But yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of reasons that this is a big one. One of them is, as you mentioned, it's getting your foot back in at North Hardin. And it you kind of can feel that stretching a little bit, that Louisville's footprint in the state and the region continues to get a little bit more firmer with Jeff Brohm. It seems like, you know, since he came on and now with each passing month as they get recruiting the 24 class, they're just getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, no, they really are. And Michael, again, as you said, you know, we're talking about this and there's a four-star tight end, Dylan Messman, who's going to pick, we believe, either Louisville or Michigan State. He's from Michigan, coming up on Friday evening, and we think Louisville's got a good chance for him. But, you know, then there's some other guys out there in the class. You know, I mean, you had a post about Chris Johnson and talking to him. He's got, you know, he's from here, talking to him. He's a guy that I could see at some point them making a really good run at. You know, the KJ Bolden kid who visited last week from Georgia was impressed. Jason Brown and Rashawn Clark, the two four stars from Seattle, Louisville, really deep in the mix with those two guys. You know, there's kind of the same trainer and workout guy that Keith Brown, who just landed at Louisville in the transfer portal. We'll talk about him in a few minutes. And then that's not to even mention down in Florida where we think they're going to get a couple more. I mean, Daylon Russell is a big-time kid. You know, the Dylan Stevenson thing is interesting because I've heard now that they might be more back in the mix kind of for him than what we thought they were. So, Michael, you're talking about a class. I don't think it's going to be more than 12 or 13. We're halfway there, and they've got some big-time guys and some others looking to join.
Yeah, you know, and one thing you brought up the Chris Johnson. He told me that he's planning on an official visit in June. Today when I was talking to Sean Boykins, he mentioned it to you as well, but he's already planning to make his official visit in June. A number of high school kids have mentioned that as well. So, and Jody, and we've talked about this. Jeff Brohm, whether it was at Western Kentucky or Purdue, he goes through these little commitment spurts where he'll have a group, you know, a string of commitments just coming in. And as we've seen, he's in the midst of one right now, and it's going to continue, it looks like. With so many high school kids coming in June, wouldn't be surprised if we see another little string basically potentially filling up the high school portion of the class, you know, or that's centered around that weekend.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I put a post up on the board. JoJo Stone, who's committed to LSU right now, a top 247 wide receiver, he's going to visit this weekend, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back. And then that weekend you're talking about Derek McPhail, who is from Tyler, Texas, 235 player in the 24/7 sports rankings. He'll make an official visit that weekend, I believe, as well, too. So lots of potential coming up in this 2024 class. But, Michael,
yeah.
why do we want to talk about 2024 when we can talk about now? No,
we want to win now. That's what Jeff Brohm keeps saying. He wants to win now. So he's doing things to win now.
Exactly. And it's pretty wild, really. I mean, when you think about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
It's crazy to think about the portal and what they've done, Michael. I mean, so far, 18 guys in the portal, out of the portal right now, 12 that were here for spring practices, 12 that competed for Louisville this spring, and now since the other window is open since April 15th, Vincent Lumia from Duquesne, the offensive lineman, Willie Tyler from Rutgers, the offensive lineman, and Cam Kelly from North Carolina, Cameron Kelly from North Carolina, the safety. We told you about those three in our last podcast. Keith Brown, linebacker from Oregon, an overnight commitment.
Storm really like that Duck. One.
Storm Duck, the commitment from Penn State for just a little bit via North Carolina, where he was there for a few years. And then Lance Robinson, the inside, the interior offensive lineman from Houston. Big time gets for Jeff Brom.
Filling needs. That's what they're doing. You know, and it, obviously, as we've been talking about at Cardinal Authority, you've been doing a great job keeping everybody up to date on who's coming in and what the dates of a visits are going to be. There's guys coming into Louisville basically daily for the next few days. So there'll be some more coming in as well. So, you know, it's really impressive what Jeff Brom and his staff are doing. As I mentioned, you know, kind of jokingly, but really, I mean, that's the truth. He wants to win now. And we've seen since the moment he came on campus, as you mentioned, there was already a dozen that participated in spring practice. And he continues to see, okay, let's evaluate, see where our holes, our knees still are. And you go through that list you just read off, and they're certainly plugging those needs. And, you know, I think they're going to continue to add a couple more key pieces to this as well, and really giving Carton Nation a reason to get excited.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're definitely right. And it's interesting. I can tell you that. And
it's a new recruiting world. I know that, that's for sure.
It totally is. And I don't think they're done, you know, Michael, you really look at it. Matter of fact, I know they're not done. You're looking at guys right now. Kate Briggs from Texas Tech is on an official visit. Trevante Sylvester, the other Houston guy, they're still waiting on a decision from him. Matthew Wyckoff from Texas A&M, he's making more visits. Anthony Wilson from Georgia Southern, a defensive back, they're still kind of waiting on him. And then you'll have some other guys this weekend. You know, Eric Miller from Purdue, we've talked about him on the board. And I think they're in a very good spot to land him. And like I said, we've talked about some other guys. I think there'll be some other visitors. Marcus Washington, the Georgia kid, is visiting. Tomorrow, Zane Herring from Florida State will be on campus. Troy Everett still expected to be on campus. So they've got some potential still left in some guys. And then, like we said, interesting. We'll continue to follow it. I haven't seen, anything movement yet on it. But Brady Allen from Purdue, I don't know where they go with this and where they stop. I think they just continue to go as long as they know that they have spots open. And by my count right now, Michael, they still have 7 spots left open. So I think they keep going.
Yeah. You know, and that was one of the questions posed to Jeff Brom following the spring game last Friday was, you know, what do you want to do with the portal? And, you know, he kind of gave two answers. One, offensive line, and that's no doubt, no question. And as we've seen, a priority for him. And then basically the other point was, hey, whoever we think is great, if we think we can get them, we're going to go after them, whatever spot they may be. And I think we're going to continue to see that effort as well as they try to shore up this group. And I mean, I tell you what, 18 now, you're going to add a couple more. I mean, it's totally rebuild. You add that with the veterans they got coming back, and then the kids in the 2023 class, the Flyville 23 group. And, you know, I'm getting excited, Jody.
Yeah, it's definitely something to get you excited about, and it's definitely something to kind of continue to monitor. We'll keep you monitored at Cardinal Authority. There's a lot of things happening, Michael. We could be doing another commitment edition in the next day or two, I would think.
Probably. We will, yeah. Plan on it. Put it in your schedule.
All right, I'll put it in my calendar. I just marked it in my calendar right there.
There you go. All right, so there you go. We're capping another commitment edition, and the last couple have been multiple commitments edition of the Cards Cast. For publisher Jody Demling, I am senior writer Michael McCammon. This has been a Cards Cast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.